19 sessions already. Congratulations. To finish this phase, we're going to do a meditation session about competition stress. To a certain extent, meditation enables you to regulate stress. And perhaps after all of this hard work and all of the sessions you've completed, you already feel less stressed during a competition. If so, you know what you need to do. Just keep doing it. If not, you know what you need to do. Just keep persevering. Meditation is an activity that requires regular practice, just like any sporting activity. The only difference is that you don't need to expect anything from it. Even though it's been proven that meditation teaches your brain to better manage stress, it varies for each of us. And sometimes you'll need to supplement it with other tools if you're really stressed. But we can all find benefits, a period of time and balance just for ourselves, that will be helpful in regulating our emotions. Happy meditating! Settle yourself on a chair with your feet flat on the floor, your hands on your thighs or your knees, your back straight but not rigid, your head upright, and your body perfectly symmetrical, in balance. Close your eyes and direct your attention toward the breath. Be fully attentive to the breath, your breath, and to the position of your body. Calmly inhale at your own pace. Then exhale. Be fully conscious of your body and the breath. Bring your mind to the present moment. What do you feel? If your competition is in a few days or in a few hours, can you already feel the symptoms of stress? Try to become conscious of them. If you don't have any competitions planned, think back to what you felt during a particularly difficult match. Feel how hard your heart was beating, the intensity or shallowness of your breathing, any reaction in your stomach, the tension in your muscles, or remember if you were sweating a lot. Become aware of the thoughts that were running through your mind. The fear of making a mistake, of failing, fears following one after another. Simply maintain a lucid approach to anything that emerges in you. even if these emotions and thoughts are painful to you. Make the effort to become fully aware of them. Increase your capacity for lucidity, your capacity to feel everything. Try to keep your eyes open to your bodily and mental sensations. I invite you to feel your stress, even if it's unpleasant to you. And now I'm going to ask you to really open your eyes. That's it. Open your eyes and answer the following question. What is it that's stressing you? What is it that's stressing me? If you find the answers to this question, all of the answers, take a blank piece of paper and note down everything that's stressing you. Go on. Then, if you think you've noted everything down, I suggest you read aloud everything you're afraid of. Say it, shout it, sing it if you want. If these fears are related to your family or friends, I suggest you imagine talking to them about your fear. Simply tell them you're afraid of disappointing them or doing wrong. Perhaps you've become aware of your fear, or at least some of the fears that have emerged. Perhaps you feel that you're more lucid, attentive to what you're feeling, to how you're functioning here and now. Now come back into contact with the breath, which enters and leaves your body. Imagine that each of these fears, the stresses you have become aware of, leaves you with each exhalation, a little more each time. The gong is about to sound. Feel its vibrations. Listen to them until the sound disappears. Then open your eyes, if you'd closed them again. So, how do you feel? The attention that you've just brought your fear and your stress has enabled you to better identify them, and perhaps to better accept them too. Now, we're going to move on to the final phase of the program, the focus phase. See you soon.